Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Are you in a wilderness season or just coming out? Have you been wondering if you are out of the wilderness season or in one? Have you been experiencing the same things you did while you were going through the refining process? Do you feel confused and just want to understand the season that you're in? We define the promised land as a place where someone expects to find immeasurable happiness, Oxford language. With this definition, it's easy to assume that you will not experience warfare in the promised land. After all, how would a place of immeasurable happiness have pain? Maybe you assume that once you get there, everything will be good and dandy. Spoiler alert, that is not the case. In Joshua 1, God tells Joshua to tell the Israelites that in 3 days they would cross Jericho and possess the land. Sounds easy, right? Wrong. What God intentionally left out was that they would cross a river, march around Jericho for 7 days before the walls would come down, and then cross over. The Israelites had to conquer the land before they could possess it. Look in Joshua 6. In the promised land, Cana, it required participation from the Israelites. God told Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Get going. Cross the Jordan as I promised. I am giving it all to you. In the same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. But give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you, every bit of it." It's vital to know the season that you're in. It helps you know the strategies to use in the season you're in, such as sowing when it's time for planting and reaping when it is time. If you don't know the season to sow in, you'll have nothing to reap when harvest time comes. Also, when you lack discernment, you will end up missing what God is doing in your current season and what he wants to do in your next one because we are so caught up in the routine of the past or idleness or neglect of the things of God. It also helps you to know the skills needed. You can't act the same way when you're in the waiting season as you would in the promised land. The Israelites lived differently in the wilderness than they were in Canaan. Had they not advanced and conquered their enemies, they would have never gained possession of their promise. However, while in the wilderness, all they had to do was survive and trust in God to fight for them. Different strategies for different levels. In the wilderness, God provided manna. They just had to collect it. But they could not take more than they needed or it would go bad. In Canaan, the promised land, there was no manna. In the wilderness, they watched as God fought their battles. In the promised land, they had to look for food and they had to fight. The enemy does not want you to possess your promise. So he's going to do everything in his power to discourage you from getting it. The Israelites did not need to change who they are to stay in the wilderness. In fact, the reason they stayed longer there was because they stayed the same. In Cana, they had to undergo circumcision and also a change of character. That is why God extended the period in the wilderness, because they were rebellious and had no faith. The only time God released them to get to the promised land was once they turned to him fully and obeyed him. Even Moses did not see the promised land because of disobedience. The fundamental lesson God teaches us in the wilderness is faith and total reliance on him. If you're in this stage, just take it a day at a time. God sees you, and he will take care and provide for you. He will even fight your battle, just like he did the Israelites. While you are in the wilderness, He is your sustainer. But the wilderness is also a training ground, and it is just a chapter in your book called life. Do not make it a permanent place. Do not get comfortable there. Learn what you need to know there so that you can move on to your promised land. God did not create you so that you could live in the wilderness. He has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. But if you are in Canaan, get your hands dirty and wage war so you can possess the land. Use the skills you learned in the wilderness to get your land. Don't just sit there. Do something. Grow. Personal development is key. Change the habits that get you stuck. Change your thinking or change your friends. And be an agent of light in the sphere God puts you in. Attend seminars that help you grow. Read books that add value to your life. Read the Bible. Keep growing. Make the promised land better than you found it. That's the aim. To God be the glory. And finally, never forget that it is God who put you there. Always seek to grow in your relationship with Him. Just as you held Him close in the wilderness, do the same in the promised land. Although He may be silent, it doesn't mean He isn't working to fulfill His promises behind the scenes. Please continue to pray for Pastor Brooks. Pray for his oxygen levels to stabilize and pray for a special anointing for the doctors to see what they need to see. In praying for others, God answers our prayers. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.